Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Always look forward to this conversation, the one with Lynn Johnson, director of the city's Parks and Rec Department. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Dale.
Boy, we always have a lot to talk about. But this morning, I want to shine the spotlight on you and your staff and the responsibility on an annual basis, whether the snow's flying or whether it's 100 degrees, like we're flirting with this week. Always there's something to do. Over 6,000 acres of parks and natural land, more than 130 parks, 6 recreation areas, more than 130 miles of trails, 9 public pools, 5 city golf courses. You have Pioneers Park Nature Center, parks and recreation, and everything in between. I just want folks to soak this in, that the city's Parks and Rec Department is just an awesome department that highlights and keeps track of and makes sure that the attractions in our city, nature's attractions to our city, are maintained. Kudos, Lynn.
Dale, I appreciate that. And obviously, team effort with obviously very dedicated staff this time of year, a lot of seasonal staff. And we have lots of volunteers who obviously care very deeply about Lincoln Park's facilities, public gardens, are engaged with youth sports programs, our summer swim team program. So it's a community effort to make this happen. One of the things that people may not know is that about 11% of the area of Lincoln is managed as public parkland. And so about 1 acre in every 9 within the city limits is managed by Lincoln Parks and Recreation. It's a very comprehensive system, obviously. We participate in a survey through an organization. It's a national survey by Trust for Public Lands. And we just got the ranking, and Lincoln ranks in the top 25 cities in the nation in terms of its parks and recreation system. And one of the things that I think contributes to that high ranking is the accessibility of the parks. The National Recreation and Parks Association has kind of a standard of the percentage of population that is within a 10-minute walk of a park facility. And because of this is very much a neighborhood-based system, and because of that, more than 90% of Lincoln residents are within a 10-minute walk of a park, and that contributes significantly to Lincoln's ranking nationally.
I brought this up to my wife the other day, who is from St. Louis originally. The fact that the reason there are so many parks in Lincoln isn't just sheer accident. It's not someone sitting in a room saying, you know what, we got a development going in. Do you think a park is a good idea? It's factored in. It's on pages. It's in writing that a park has to go in within certain distances and developed and wrapped into development. So I think that's an important aspect to point out.
And I think you're right. You know, the first kind of comprehensive parks plan for Lincoln was developed in the middle of the 1950s, about the same time that Lincoln was developing its first comprehensive plan. So that concept of building Lincoln's park system and now trail system as Lincoln grows has been embedded in the planning of this community. And I personally think that Lincoln is a very well-planned community for really decades and generations at this point.
Lynn, would you touch quickly, and then we'll get to some other things, including a sculptor coming to Lincoln. Some of the major projects involved with Parks and Rec. The first one is the Bicentennial Cascade Fountain.
Yeah, people have driven past the intersection of 27th and Capitol Parkway, Dale. They've seen that the site is fenced at this point. The old basin has been torn out. The plumbing and electrical system has all been removed, and all of that is being replaced with brand new plumbing and electrical. There'll be a new basin around the fountain. And I think one of the things that's really exciting is that there will now be a plaza area. There are shaded plaza area there, so people can sit in the shade and listen to the fountain and kind of this kind of day be cooled off by the water there. And we also think it's going to be a great wedding and event setting as well. It'll be finished this fall, but dedicated next spring.
the Air Park Recreation Center and the Williams Branch Library Project. This is important. There's a facility there that's more than 65 years old, and the existing building is tired. It's not very well accessed. Give us an update on the Air Park Rec Center and the Williams Branch Library Project.
Yeah, we have a neighborhood park that is co-located with the Arnold Elementary building out there. It's at kind of the north end of the Air Park area. It's at Northwest 48th and Mike Soule Drive. And we are in the planning process of developing plans for a new recreation center that will be co-located with a branch library. We've not done that before in Lincoln. And, in fact, we had a really good planning meeting yesterday, and there's lots of exciting kind of coordination, collaboration that's happening around kind of how do you integrate programming between the new recreation center and the new library. We think it's going to be a great community asset out in that part of Lincoln.
Well, renovation of an old project, Lynn, to the development of a new park, the South Haymarket Park, southwest of 7th and N.
Yeah, that park has been in the downtown master plan, I think, since the mid-90s. The city now owns that piece of property. We did some master planning a couple of years ago. We engaged the community in asking them what they'd like to do in that park. And we're on a little bit of a pause right now. There's a redevelopment parcel that the park wraps around there. And we just had a conversation with Urban Development yesterday. They're preparing to issue an invitation for redevelopment proposals, an IFRP, for redevelopment of that parcel. Once we know who the developer is going to be, then we'll engage them in that master planning process. And right now we think that park is probably, I don't know, we've got significant fundraising to do. So we think we're probably maybe 3 or 4 years away from opening that brand new park. But that should be a tremendous asset for that downtown Haymarket, West Haymarket, South Salt Creek area of Lincoln.
Lynn Johnson joining me, City Parks and Rec Director. Lynn, take us to next week where a sculptor is coming to town, a nationally recognized sculptor.
Yeah, Ben Victor, who created the Standing Bear sculpture that is on Centennial Mall, and actually there's two additional castings of that. One is on Ponca Tribal Lands up by Niobrara, Nebraska, kind of overlooking the Missouri River. And then the third one is in Statuary Hall in the Capitol Building in Washington, D.C. And we're very pleased to have Ben working on a sculpture of Dr. Susan LaFleche Picot. And it will also be placed on Centennial Mall. For people who don't know about Dr. LaFleche Picot, she was born in 1863. She was a member of the Omaha tribe. Her father was the last official chief of the Omaha tribe. She then traveled east. She was educated on the East Coast. She became the first Native American to receive a degree as a medical doctor. She then traveled back to Northeast Nebraska, and for many years she served both Native and non-Native people in Northeast Nebraska. Unfortunately, her life ended up being really relatively short. She passed away at the age of 50. But before she did that, she raised funds and she built and developed a hospital in Walt Hill, Nebraska. And actually, that building is still there and it is undergoing a major renovation right now.
So do I understand correctly, Mr. Victor will actually be working on the sculpture?
Yeah, his home and his studio is in Boise, and he is bringing the sculpture to Lincoln. It'll actually be installed at the Jane Snyder Trail Center in Union Plaza late Sunday afternoon. And then Monday, June 14th through Thursday, June 17th, he'll be there. He'll have open studio hours where people can drop in. They can see him working on the sculpture. They can talk to him. Ben is a really, really nice guy. The hours on Monday will be from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., and they're just open drop-in hours. And then Tuesday through Thursday, he'll be there between 1 and 5 p.m. And there's also a calendar. If groups are interested in scheduling a time to meet with Ben, they can go to lincoln.ne.gov/meet-ben-victor, and there's a calendar there where they can schedule a time to meet with Ben, talk about his work and his experience.
Lynn, this is no small effort. This is a 7.5-foot bronze sculpture that Mr. Victor is creating. And people, if you've ever wondered how this is done, the stages to achieve this sort of thing, you'll be able to witness him next week at the Jane Schneider Trail Center at 228 North 21st, Lynn.
Yeah, exactly. It's right next to the Hub Cafe, if people know that.
Yeah.
Ben is nationally recognized. He is, at the age of 26, he's the youngest sculptor to ever have a sculpture in the National Statuary Hall in the Capitol building in Washington, D.C. And currently, he's the only living sculptor to have three sculptures there, and I think there's a potential of a fourth going in. And Ben is incredibly talented, and like I say, he's just a very nice guy, but he is also, to see the quality of the work that he does is amazing. And I encourage people to take a couple of minutes, stop in, see the work going on in the sculpture, and talk to Mr. Victor.
All right, before I let you go, Lynn, this heat, give us any issues with pools around the city at all?
No, pools are going well. Obviously, the season started slow with it being cool Memorial Day weekend, but it's definitely picked up, and we encourage people to get out. And actually, from a lifeguard's perspective, it's a lot easier to manage a pool that's full of people than to manage a pool that's only got a few people in it. So we hope people are getting out there and enjoying the pools.
All right, stay cool, Lynn. Thanks for the update.
Thanks, Dale.
Lynn Johnson joining me from City Parks and Rec on Lincoln Live.